Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for reminding us of this beautiful gospel that you brought about in Jesus, bringing about salvation and then bringing about this gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle Paul and the other disciples that became apostles that shared this beautiful word that we can all come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Thank you this morning that we can just stir ourselves up with these words again and be encouraged to stay in the light, stay in this gospel, which is your heart of love, your plan, your purpose for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 12, verse 11 to 13. Well, now I've done it. I've made a complete fool of myself by going on like this. But it's not all my fault. You put me up to it. You should have been doing this for me, sticking up for me, and commending me instead of making me do it for myself. You know from personal experience that even if I'm a nobody, a nothing, I wasn't second rate compared to those big shot apostles you're so taken with. All the signs that mark a true apostle were in evidence while I was with you, through both good times and bad. Signs of portent, signs of wonder, signs of power. Did you get less of me, or of God, than any of the other churches? The only thing you got less of was less responsibility for my upkeeping. Well, I'm sorry. Forgive me for depriving you.
Yeah, sure. It's so beautiful here. You know, we see Paul's heart to the church of Corinth. Even though they giving him a hard time, you know, he's speaking as a spiritual father, because he planted the seeds here, and then these deceptive workers of Satan came and brought the false gospel. Yeah, and so all the signs were there. What he stood for, anyone can take hold. Even today, we take hold of the letters of Paul, and then we see how God backs up those words and makes those wonderful truth our truth. And so, as he said in previous verses, and that he says, you shouldn't think more of me than what you've seen and heard. And so we also, you know, when we see and hear what the Lord has got to say, and we stay in tune with that, we giving mankind, giving our family, our friends, the people that we meet, we're giving them the right food, the right light again, because this gospel, this good news, is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone is looking for good news. There's enough bad things, squeezings, darkness in the world, but this is where we find the light. So be encouraged again, and be encouraged also to stand with your leaders, true believers that are sharing the truth with you, encouraging you to draw close to your God, because God knows you and He knows the best for you. And stand with those that point you to the Gospels, point you to fellowship, point you to loving the Word. Let it abide in you so that it can bring all the beautiful heavenly fruits that God has got in store for you, the fruits and the gifts of the Spirit, so you can be a blessing, a light in the world, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So be blessed, be encouraged, and pray for the church, the body of Christ, to wake up to this great reality, so as to turn away from the darkness, find their God and experience their God, and then walk in the destiny that's laid out for each and every one of them and each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.